I'm Layla Porteous. Welcome to the Friday Flow podcast. The purpose of Flow Multisport is to assist people to grow as athletes and reach their best potential through sport. The mission of this podcast is to provide weekly advice and tips to help develop your inner athlete, improving your health and quality of life. Happy Friday, everybody. Like, seriously, is it Friday again? Because I feel like it was just yesterday that I was sitting in my closet putting together the Friday Flow podcast. The days are just blurring into each other. And I feel like time's going fast, but yet standing still at the same time. It's the strangest of experiences, what we're going through. It's hard to define, I guess. We're all experiencing it slightly differently. And I think that's the magic of it, is to understand that some people right now are having too much time and struggling with what to do with themselves, and others are having less time and feel overwhelmed and just no time in the day to do anything. So everybody's going to be going through this differently based on the circumstances and based on the response to something that none of us could have predicted was going to happen in 2020. Nobody had this in their plans. Nobody had this situation written down for 2020 in their business plan, in their personal plan. None of us. But all of us have the ability to adjust to it and to try and make the best of it, even though that can seem quite hard at times. I mean, we're currently seriously in uncharted territory, all of us. No one has been through this or knows exactly what to do. None of us have been here before. Nobody in our lifetime has experienced a pandemic like this. The wonderful thing though about a crisis is that it can bring out the best in people. It can also bring out the worst, but I don't want to get into that right now. And I think you guys know what I'm talking about. But it definitely, for the most part, is bringing out the best in people. And I think almost everyone right now is feeling a little unsure, definitely feeling uneasy, and asking themselves, what does the future look like? What does the future look like for me, for my business, for my kids, for work, for my community? It's a question that all of us are asking, like, where is this going? When is this going to end? And what are things going to look like on the other side? This can open up a lot more questions and create a lot of stress. And I think that's what all of us are experiencing right now, is this just this overwhelming sense of uncertainty. A few weeks ago, when the shutdown really first started here in North Carolina, I saw a post from what is one of my favorite local restaurants that I actually wish I went to more often, and I don't know why I didn't, and I plan to. On the other side of this, it's like a mental note that I'm going to go there and hang out a lot more often. And the restaurant is Kindred in Davidson, North Carolina. I have been there a few times and always loved it. I love the feel of the restaurant. I love the look of the restaurant. I love the food, and I love the people behind it and their passion for what they do. And on this post that was on their social media, it was a simple photo of their beautiful restaurant, the light shining in and the white marble, very appealing. But above it, it just had four words that keep coming back to me. It said, "Too small to fail." It just resonated with me, and I didn't know why at the time. I was like, what? Am I too small to fail? they're too small to fail. It stuck with me. It was like, it stuck there, and it took me some time to kind of keep coming back to it and understand why it was sticking with me. I mean, the restaurant industry has been hit hard from this COVID. They took a hard hit. They took a fast hit. So many workers, have left unemployed, and owners left wondering how to keep going, how to keep servicing their community. And I really think the same can be said for gyms and fitness centers and swimming pools and clubs and small businesses, running stores, any of the small service industry businesses. And of course, close to home for me, you know, seeing the cancellation of sporting events, running events, triathlons, and of course, our ability to do sports coaching and continue to provide that service for those events. So the too small to fail movement really started for the restaurant industry. It started as a way to remind everybody that these guys are small, but they're important. And that's, I think, the thing to remember, and was why I kept coming back to those four words: too small to fail. You see, small businesses or self-employed entrepreneurs or anyone that's decided to follow their passion and give that out into their community, they really make, you know, the heart of a community in the places where they provide these services. Whether it's stopping into your favorite coffee shop or going into, you know, your local run store where you know the owner, or, you know, a workout facility where you know the receptionist and the check-in staff, you know, master's swim program, or just the community training together in general for upcoming sporting events. You know, these owners and coaches and employees are people who you get to know well, and they become familiar. Sometimes they become friends. And right now, I feel like these people in our community, these small businesses, they're showing us the greatest amount of compassion, resilience, and determination. Just watching other small businesses right now keep pushing through, keep providing more, filling the gap, bridging what's needed for their community. It's so, so inspiring. So if you're feeling small right now in any way, you have to remember that you're not too small, okay? You have to remember that if we all do our part, if we keep supporting and giving and helping each other through this unusual and unprecedented of times, we will all be okay. We will pull each other through. We kind of have to. We will find what is needed and provide it. So if you have something to give right now, now is the time to give it. If you have been thinking about doing something that you think people might enjoy, now's the time to do it. If you have not been doing something because you're afraid of failing, or you're afraid that people wouldn't like it, now is the time to do it. Now is the time to step forward and offer yourself up in any way. Because we will give value and be of value. Somebody needs something right now. And every one of us has something in us to give. And this is that time that we have to take our whatever we've got, our skill, our passion, and give it away. We have to provide that out to the community, because this is going to pull us all through. And then we will find a way, because we are too small to fail. Did you enjoy this episode? Is there something you'd like to hear me talk about? send me a voice message, or you can email me at layla@flowmultisport.com and let me know what you'd like to hear more about in future episodes.